it goes back a long, long way. We had a model of banking which we were told would make us all very prosperous and would be very safe. Globalised markets would spread risk. But essentially what happened was that people dabbled in trades and didn't really know what they were doing.
It's as straightforward as that, dealing with products that they didn't understand.
Some of these derivatives products are so complex that only about two or three people in the entire world seem to be able to understand them. And one cast iron rule of financial markets is never invest in something you don't really understand. And I think it's quite clear over the last 12 months or so that an awful lot of people did pile into some of these trades without really understanding the risks that were involved. And they have sacrificed the long-term stability of their businesses for the short-term profits that they sought to gain from them. And it's the problem has spread like a virus throughout the entire financial system, because whereas once, you know, a British bank was a British bank, and if it was affected by the British economy, it could be ring-fenced from the rest of the world. Now banks are global, and they're all, you know, interconnected with these trades. People have got counterparties in other countries, and so there's this sort of, you know, cat's cradle of trades across the global financial system, and to untangle it all is very, very complex. And so when one bank goes belly up, then the search is on for the next one that might also be in trouble. So today we've found that, you know, Lehman Brothers has been allowed to go bust.
That's interesting, because why were they allowed to go bust? No one's come in to rescue them.
I think there are two possible explanations. The first is that the US Treasury has just simply run out of money and has decided that the potential cost of standing behind each and every investment bank on Wall Street that runs into trouble is catastrophically high. And there's certainly been some political fallout in the States from this willingness to say that banks are too big to fail. And I think also they're just getting worried that the budget deficit there will balloon, and in the end it will have a counterproductive effect by pushing up long-term interest rates. So the cost of actually financing that debt will be that people will demand a higher interest rate to do it. So I think there's a possibly an economic reason. I think more encouragingly, I think perhaps at last the penny has dropped on the part of the US authorities that actually you can't return to a world as it existed before August 2007. I think they, up until quite recently, everything they did was based around the idea that the system as it previously existed was repairable, and that all you needed to do was to put some sticking plaster over institution A that ran into trouble, Bear Stearns, say, or institution B, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and that actually all you really needed to do was sort out the sort of immediate problems of those institutions, and this the system itself would actually be restored. But I think that what's happened now is they've realised that actually the system is actually bankrupt as well as the individual banks. And that, I think, is quite an important development over the weekend.
And that begs the question about tighter regulation, because, of course, all of us are affected if we cannot borrow money or we can only borrow it at a very expensive rate.
I think there's been insufficient regulation. There's been insufficient control over what the banks do. They've been permitted to do all sorts of dangerous and risky activities on the basis that the risk was spread across the entire global economy. And in fact, we find the opposite is true, that the risks have actually been magnified throughout the global economy. And I think that once the crisis is over, there will be a change, and a change for the better, towards much tighter regulation.
And staying with what's happening in the UK, confidence in HBOS plummeting, and a number of other banks as well. People very worried, I'm sure, about their own investments, their own savings, and what the impact will be short and long term.
I think that's absolutely right. I think that it is quite worrying that HBOS shares are under so much pressure. This is, after all, Britain's biggest mortgage lender. I mean, you know, 20% of people have their mortgage with HBOS. It's considered to be a very, very well-run institution. And yet it did do quite a lot of business in the wholesale money markets. These have tended to be the banks which have had the most pressure on them. I mean, I don't think HBOS is going bust. I don't think, even if it were going bust, that the government would allow it to go belly up. It really does fall into the category of too big to fail. But it is indicative, I think, of just how powerful this virus is that's spreading through the global financial markets, that, you know, what's happened over the weekend. As soon as you saw one problem, the caravan moves on, and there is a sort of, you know, desire to find out who is the next weak link in the chain.